It's the fourth Wednesday of the month, and this is when we turn the show from Ask the Mayor to Ask Your Municipal Consultant with Nashville's very own Dax Norton. Hello and welcome.
Good to be here, Joe.
Let's just start with how we've been doing this month by month, get a kind of a quick coronavirus update. I did hear the Music Center reopened as a drive-up COVID-19 testing clinic since the last time we talked. Do you have any update on that or anything else right now going on in Nashville?
Not really necessarily COVID-related. I think things are going fairly well in that respect. Town hall still remains closed to the public. Meetings are still on Zoom. That will likely be what we're hearing from Council President Gore till the end of the year. If things change, we'll certainly let the public know and post that on all available social media and website spots. I know that cases have continued to rise in the county as testing has gone up. And so still being vigilant. I know I wear my mask whenever I'm outside there. And I think I see a fair amount of people doing the same thing. I don't think there's been any major issues.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. People wearing masks down there and have there been many complaints? I know, of course, Nashville is a big tourist hotspot and will be even more so as this fall approaches.
Yeah, the busy season's coming, and the town and the county are ready for it. As a matter of fact, they're eager for it. And it does seem, I don't think there's been a tremendous amount of complaints with visitors. Obviously, there'll be some that don't want to adhere to any mandates, but for the most part, it seems to be going fairly well.
I did hear some more money to Indiana rural towns offered a couple weeks ago. Nashville got some more. Do you know or can help explain how some of this money gets funneled down from the Federal CARES Act to Indiana to a town like Nashville? Then how does that trickle down to where it's needed the most?
So the town received a grant from CDBG, which is the Office of Community and Rural Affairs. The Office of Community Rural Affairs was, I believe this is how this worked. They were given guidance by the federal government that they could change the way they distribute CDBG dollars this year. And a certain amount of that money went to a COVID-19 fund, if you will, to produce these grants that they produced out of Okra. The town received the $250,000 to start a business grant program. And I believe that we already have 13 very good applications for that money. It's up to $10,000. I do not know what each ask is for. 13 is pretty good in a short amount of time. I think that committee is meeting, either met today or it meets tomorrow to discuss those applications for that grant. But obviously there's a need and people are asking. There's more money. If the 13 get funded and they get funded at a total of $10,000, that means there's still $120,000 remaining. So the county also still has some money in their fund being distributed or ministered through the community foundation. And they've done a great job of distributing that as well. So I think it's been a very good program that the federal funds through CDBG have been rerouted to do these business grants. Great, great, great way to spend those dollars.
You know, as the pandemic continues, we see schools adjusting, sporting events adjusting, universities, cities, and so on. So as we head into October, Nashville, Brown County will have to adjust as well, usually millions head into the area as tourists. Are officials talking, merchants, restaurants meeting now to talk about how to safely host people during the fall season?
Yeah, I think that's happened long ago, Joe. Everybody was, we have great leadership, Jane Ellis at the CVB and Greg at the Chamber and President Gore and the other four council members and Madison Miller at the Community Foundation and Susan Armstrong at EMA. I'm missing people, Commissioner Biddle, and I'm going to miss people and make people angry if I keep missing them. I think the leadership has been prepared since March, really. March, April, you have to be ready for October if you're Nashville and Brown County. And all those things have been put into place and they're ready. If you have an opportunity to visit, if anybody's listening, visit. Just do so safely. Distance, follow guidelines, but please visit.
I assume we might see some of the things we see if we're at, you know, a grocery store where you, there are markings on the floor and things like that. Are there other things that are a big shift for merchants?
No, I think other than the fact that, you know, in Nashville you have small spaces, very, very small shops, which is what makes it unique. And so it's hard to have, you know, if we're really going to social distance correctly, it's difficult at times to have more than, you know, say two couples or two families in the shop, because you just can't. There's just not enough room. So that's probably the biggest adjustment, is especially when there's a whole bunch more people in town for the colors and for the fall. We haven't seen that yet, and so I'm sure it'll be a work in progress as the shop owners and all the other officials that are helping to keep them safe and keep the flow of money through tourism into the county and the town. I'm sure it'll be a work in progress, but it seems that we're prepared to do what we need to do to make it safe.
From what I take it from you, many places are open. I mean, Nashville is open. Shops haven't closed up and remain closed, right?
No, as a matter of fact, you have new shops. You know, the Nashville House opened through all this, and most of us know the Nashville House, and what a great story to have it reopen, and it's beautiful. Like I said, I don't want to leave any other businesses out, but that was the big one that comes to mind. But it seems that everyone else is open for business. I know I've been to a number of shops, haven't seen a lot of closed signs.
Mm-hmm. And we talk a lot about tourism, of course, big part of the economy, but housing there is short, and we talked about infrastructure. Is this also a time for Nashville to showcase itself and for people to say, hey, this is a place you can live too? And if so, how does that happen this fall?
Yeah, I think that's one reason, you know, one element of tourism is to show yourself off and to, you know, announce yourself and your amenities to other residents. You are right, though. You're kind of selling a very minimal amount of product at this point. There's not a lot of housing product. If people do choose to move to the county, there's not a lot of housing product for them to live in. And so a big part of what officials have been talking about, especially on the council, the town council side, is that comprehensive plan. It's 21 years old. And, you know, as we move into times where people are talking about building multifamily, very nice multifamily complexes, such as the one up on Orchard Hill, as we start talking about that, we're going to probably need to update that comprehensive plan, have the public tell the elected officials and leaders, okay, what do you want this to look like now? As we move into the next 30 years, what does the new consumer who's going to take over and keep Nashville and Brown County economically viable in the 2050, 2060, what might they want, and how do we give them what they want while at the same time maintaining the historical, social, environmental integrity of what is there and why people live there now? So that'll be a discussion that's coming. I talked about it at the last town council meeting, and I think most council members see that as a big priority to talk about. Strategic planning, especially from the comprehensive plan side, bicycle pedestrian master plans, thoroughfare plans, park master plans, those are all going to be in the works for 2021.
You know, something that's been in the news, of course, in the West is all about the fires. And we know here it's been really dry. I don't know in the last month how it barely have gotten any rain. This has to be a concern for Brown County as well, right?
Yeah, concern for Brown County. And even when it's not dry, I'm glad you brought fire up. There was a business fire on Main Street, you know, on Van Buren. A well-known business caught fire last week. And as the Nashville Volunteer Fire Department chief stated, probably dodged a bullet of that whole block not catching on fire, because there's not enough resources at this point, as you know, to really fight a major fire, especially if it's in Nashville. Luckily, there were some people present from out of town, a firefighter from out of town stepped in, helped put that fire out. But then our firefighters came, and our police department, the public safety did a marvelous job. I mean, fantastic job. But the question came up, and this came up actually last September, October, during strategic direction meetings, was is it time to have a paid fire department? There isn't one in the county. It's all fire district. They're all volunteer fire departments. The town does provide some funding to the National Volunteer Fire Department through the CCD fund and through the general fund. General fund, $20,000, and I think the CCD fund is about $30,000 a year. That fund has accumulated about $100,000 at the fire department, usually saved to spend on equipment, because we all know fire apparatus is expensive. So, the major issue is funding for full-time fire department. And that funding can't just come from the current levy. Levy is maxed, especially in the town. There would have to be a tax increase for that to happen. And so I would urge that we, as we start this conversation, that the public become involved in a feasibility analysis. And that feasibility analysis is basically a financial document that says, this is how much money you would need to fund a fire department that provides the taxpayers with the services they expect safely. And this is the amount of taxes you would have to raise. And this is what would have to happen to the rate if you created a fire territory to do this. That's step number one. And then, at that point, it's up to the taxpaying public what they so choose to want to do with that tax rate, a potential increase, if you will. I know the town council's done a very good job with their current budget. It's a very small budget, $750,000 for the entire year. If you think about that, that's salt, sand, personnel to help pay the bills and to pay the streets and keep the water sewer going. So fire should be a major priority discussion as we move forward from this point on from a strategic perspective. And that first step is to know just exactly how much that's going to cost. I know studies have been done in the past. The fire territory discussion has been stopped in the past. Things have gone all the way even to the court system in Brown County and Nashville about this. And it's just time to collectively get everybody together and have a very good conversation. I know Susan Armstrong and Ben Seastrom and I had a brief, we had a brief conversation last week, the day before, actually, I think it was the morning of that fire, talking about this very thing. And Susan Armstrong, who's an asset to Brown County, DMA, she had some very good ideas on how to start the process with some part-timers. And then we have to move into, if we're going to have full-time, be able to understand what those costs are and how we raise that money.
You might have to help me here. I can't remember all the details, but this brings back the memory of, was it Four Bear Feet, a big sock factory? And this was, oh boy, this could have been a decade ago, though. It's been a while. But, huge warehouse, huge factory that burnt down in Brown County. And part of the issue of why they moved out of Brown County was because of the lack of firefighting. The whole place burnt down. There just wasn't the water, the infrastructure, the fire department there to be able to handle something like that. So this goes on a much larger scale, doesn't it?
It does, and it's not the volunteer fire. It's not the firefighters. Let's make that clear. It's all about resources. Fighting fires and keeping you safe from a fire department perspective can become the most expensive service that a municipality provides. A truck is $1 million. You got to put four people on that truck to keep with OSHA standards, and that's, four times whatever salary you have. And it's just an expensive endeavor. And for a small county like Brown County with limited population, you just don't have a big enough base of population, tax base, to be able to afford it. And this comes down to a lack of growth. The way that Indiana has set this system up is you're either a growing community, and when you're a growing community, you can afford these things, or if you're in the middle, you're just going to struggle mightily to come up with answers to how to fund these projects and fund these services. And that's kind of where Brown County and Nashville find themselves at this point.
We did have, before we go, we did have one question. This kind of changing topics from John emails in. This goes kind of back to the whole social justice issues that we've talked about earlier this year and something we talked about here too with you. His question is the Visitors and Convention Bureau willing to ban displays of the Confederate flag at its events that it sponsors, including the upcoming Bean Blossom Blues Festival? I don't know if that's something that you can speak on, but it's an interesting question.
Yeah, I can't speak on it. That would have to be their board of directors and their executive director. That is a very good question. And, you know, does even a town council get involved in that? I don't know. It's a very good question. I think it's an excellent question. I will tell you that the town council has had on their agenda the creation of the Human Relations Commission for about 3 months now. I wrote a draft ordinance for them to create that commission. That's very near and dear to my heart. I've been involved in the creation of two other human relations commissions. I think they've worked very well. That probably needs to be up on the list of priority for as we end this year and go into 2021 as well. So it's a very good question. Yes.
Where is the process of that commission?
It really hasn't moved forward yet. There was going to be a collaborative effort between the county was looking at their version of an ordinance. And I know that Commissioner Biddle and Town Council President Gore, I think they had communicated about, you know, a joint effort, which I think is a good idea. Why have two separate? It was going to be driven, I think, by a citizens committee, which is also a smart idea. I don't think that has really gotten off the ground yet. Hard to do when you're on Zoom and paying attention to a pandemic, and 2020 is a little bit crazy. I'll certainly keep it top of mind for the council to be considering. I think it's a very important discussion.
Do you know, the Bean Blossom Blues Festival, is that something in the fall?
I'm
not too familiar with that.
I haven't heard about the Blues Festival, Joe.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I have. I'm not saying I haven't heard. I haven't heard about their status in 2020.
Yeah, yeah. I know we're almost out of time. Is there anything else coming up on town council, things that we should know about before we head out for today?
No, other than the budget. You know, the budget's had their public hearing in September. Very few people ever show up, ever ask questions, but a lot of people like to get on social media and complain about how the council spends that money, not really knowing how short it is and what they're really spending on. I would urge people there's a link, I believe, to the budget. They can see it. October is the budget adoption time. Please go look at that. So that's going to be the majority of the discussion in October, but I think you'll start to hear some of these strategic items, such as comp plan and fire territory, start to creep into the conversation more and more at council meetings.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. Again, thanks again, and we'll hope to see you again in October.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.